Abhijit Ghosh is a geophysicist at the University of California, Riverside. He says slow earthquakes are deep, drawn-out tremors that can last for weeks, months, or even years.
So it releases that energy, magnitude 7 or 8, however large it is, but over a long period of time, so we don't really feel the ground shaking.
Ghosh wants to know if all that energy is loading up a different part of the fault, maybe precipitating more destructive events like Alaska's 1964 Good Friday quake. To find out, Ghosh worked with the Alaska Volcano Observatory to set up an array of seismometers on Unalaska. He'll install two more this summer, and they'll all run until 2016. Ghosh hopes the array of arrays will shed light on how slow quakes affect the ones we feel.
It seems like they do interact. They do interplay, and the mode of communication might be different in different places. But to be honest, we just started understanding this phenomenon.
The idea of slow quakes only dates back about a decade, but Ghosh says there is evidence that one happened in Japan just before the Fukushima disaster in 2011. The next year, Ghosh saw the telltale tremor of a slow quake under Unalaska while running tests on neighboring Akutan Island.
In Akutan, we were able to record data for 2 months. And in that 2 months, we record tremor activity, a signature of slow earthquakes, almost every day.
That means he can't be sure how long that quake went on. He's hoping for a better picture this summer when he returns to Unalaska to retrieve the first year's worth of seismic data. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.